Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. The 400-pound, 117-year-old bell didn't look very stable in its wood-frame belfry, so Rector Anthony Hutchinson of the Trinity Episcopal Church in Ashland, Oregon, sent it by train to Indiana for repair. 2 months and $10,000 later, the bell came back cleaned of rust, brightly burnished, and mounted in a strong steel frame. The bell was a gift in 1900 from Elizabeth A. Smith, now buried with her parents in the Ashland Cemetery. Smith came west in a wagon train and once owned the Wolf Creek Inn on Interstate 5 midway between Ashland and Roseburg. The bell is named Aunt Lib for her. On July 12th of this year, some 50 parishioners and spectators attended a blessing ceremony for the restored bell, watching from the street as a crane lifted it to the steeple belfry. A parishioner told a reporter, "The bell was getting creaky, and it's nice to know it won't come crashing through the roof." Another observed, "It's wonderful to have it back and working. Every time it rings, an angel gets its wings, you know." Today's episode of As It was written by Kernan Turner and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.